Early payment discounts. The finance lever. Most companies underuse dynamic discounting and supply chain finance can generate 8-20% annualized returns on working capital. Most finance teams know about early payment programs. Very few have optimized them. Early payment discounts are among the highest return, lowest risk financial instruments available to corporate finance teams, and they're systematically underutilized. The math is simple. A vendor offers 2% discount for payment within 10 days versus net 30 terms, written 210 net 30 in trade finance notation. If you take that offer, you're effectively earning 2% over 20 days, which is approximately 36% annualized return. Against the returns available on short-term cash, that's extraordinary. The reason most companies don't capture this systematically isn't that the economics are unclear. It's that the operational infrastructure to take advantage of it consistently, the visibility, the authorization workflows, the cash management coordination, doesn't exist in most AP departments. The mechanics early payment discounts work because vendors often value early cash more than the discount they give up. Small and mid-sized vendors in particular face working capital constraints where getting paid in 10 days instead of 60 is worth a 2-3% reduction in invoice value. The buyer captures that discount as a direct reduction in cost of goods sold or operating expense. There are three main models: static early payment terms, negotiated at contract time. The vendor agrees to offer a specific discount for payment within a defined window. These show up in your contract, but often aren't tracked or acted on systematically. A surprising number of companies have favorable early payment terms in their vendor contracts that they don't claim. Dynamic discounting. A technology-enabled approach where the buyer makes early payment available to vendors on demand, with the discount rate varying by days early. Vendors log into a portal, see their approved invoices, and choose whether to request early payment at the current discount rate. The buyer controls the rate and approves individual requests. Supply chain finance, reverse factoring, a financing institution, funds early payment to vendors at favorable rates, leveraging the buyer's creditworthiness, while the buyer pays the institution on the original due date. The buyer's cash flow is preserved, vendors get early payment. The economics are different from dynamic discounting, but serve the same strategic purpose of supporting vendor liquidity. Finding your baseline. Before building a program, understand what you're currently doing and what you're leaving on the table. Pull a 12-month sample of your AP transactions and identify. What percentage of invoices have early payment terms available, either negotiated or offered by vendor? What percentage of those were actually paid early enough to capture the discount? What was the total discount amount captured versus the potential discount if all eligible invoices were paid early? For most companies, the gap between eligible discounts and captured discounts is large. Vendors who have early payment terms in their contracts get paid on the standard schedule anyway because there's no operational mechanism to identify and act on the opportunity at the invoice level. The working capital question. Early payment programs require cash. Paying invoices early means your cash goes out sooner. That's a working capital cost that has to be set against the discount value. The analysis: what is your cost of capital, or the yield on the cash you'd otherwise hold? For companies with cash on the balance sheet earning money market rates, currently 4-5%, the relevant comparison is, does the annualized early payment discount exceed my yield on cash? For a 210 net 30 term, the annualized equivalent is 36%. Money market rates of 4-5% don't compete with that. For a company with excess cash, systematic early payment capture is an extremely attractive use of that cash. For companies with no excess cash, the supply chain finance model is the answer. You get the vendor relationship benefit and discount capture without the working capital cost at the price of paying program fees. Dynamic discounting programs. What they require. A systematic dynamic discounting program needs a few things to work. Approved invoice visibility. Vendors need to be able to see which of their invoices have been approved for payment and are eligible for early payment requests. This requires AP systems where invoice approval status is visible externally, or a third-party platform that surfaces this. Vendor onboarding. Vendors need to be enrolled in the program and have access to the portal. Onboarding takes time. The vendors most likely to participate are those with working capital constraints or those where you have relationship leverage. Treasury coordination. Early payment requests need to be funded. Finance needs to know which requests have been accepted, when payments will go out, and how to account for the discount. This is an operational coordination requirement that doesn't exist in a traditional AP workflow. Clear communication about rates. Vendors need to understand the discount structure and trust that it will be applied consistently. Opacity or inconsistency in rates undermines vendor adoption. What a mature program looks like. Organizations with mature early payment programs typically see 20-30% of invoice volume enrolled in early payment programs, 50-70% of eligible invoices paid early, 0.51. 5% reduction in cost of goods sold from captured discounts. Stronger vendor relationships with enrolled suppliers. Early payment is a significant value add for working capital constrained vendors. Vendor preference for doing business with you over competitors who don't offer early payment. The relationship benefit is underappreciated. Vendors who rely on your early payment program have a financial incentive to prioritize your orders, provide favorable pricing at renewal, and maintain quality standards. You're paying below face value for the invoice and getting a more committed vendor relationship. Starting small. For finance teams without an early payment program, the fastest path to value is audit existing contracts for early payment terms that are going unclaimed. Identify your top 20 vendors by spend and have a conversation about early payment terms where none currently exist. Implement a simple process for flagging invoices with early payment terms in AP. Measure the discount capture rate and use it to build the business case for a dynamic discounting platform. The first step is almost always the highest ROI one, finding the discounts that are already available and building a process to take them. Cost Defender surfaces vendor payment terms and early payment eligibility alongside invoice data, giving AP teams the visibility to systematically capture early payment opportunities rather than discovering them case by case.